Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. Gay marriage supporters are moving to repeal a law that denies federal benefits to same-sex couples, but there's little chance of a vote this year. Repeal legislation to be introduced today has at least 76 House sponsors. A spokesman for the lead sponsor, Democratic Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, acknowledged that repealing the Defense of Marriage Act was not a priority for movement anytime soon. The 1996 law bars federal recognition of gay unions, including the granting of Social Security survivor payments and other government benefits to couples. The law even bars same-sex couples from receiving the benefits in states that have legalized their marriage. President Barack Obama had pledged as a candidate to work for repeal last month. The president insisted that he still wants to scrap what he calls the discriminatory federal marriage law, even though his administration angered gay rights activists by defending it in court. Ilan Kayatsky, spokesman for Nadler, said the repeal was being introduced now primarily to gain support and momentum and educate people. Nadler chairs a judiciary subcommittee that would consider a repeal. Representative Barney Frank, the Massachusetts Democrat and an influential openly gay lawmaker, favors repeal but is not signed on as a co-sponsor of Nadler's bill. Frank believes the legislation would have little chance of passage because it would allow for same-sex couples to take their partnership benefits across state lines, according to spokesman Harry Garau. There also has been no movement for repeal in the Senate, where it would be difficult to gain the 60 votes needed to break a filibuster. And Sir Elton John's dream of being a parent to a Ukrainian baby boy has been dealt a blow. The country's government is forbidding gay couples from adopting. John and his partner David Furnish are desperate to take the 14-month-old back to England after meeting him during a visit to an orphanage in Makiva, the Ukraine. But the couple will need the country's president, Viktor Yushchenko, to grant special dispensation to fulfill that dream of adopting Lev. John, 62, and Furnish, 46, are also facing a separate legal battle as Ukrainian law prohibits prospective parents aged over 45 years. Even if the rules are bent for John, he will also have to adopt Lev's brother, as official guidelines state siblings must be kept together. Outfront at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.